the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 445, The Prince's Eternal Quest.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
Hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I'm very excited about today's show because we are going to try something completely different. The first ever Comedy Forecast Choose Your Own Adventure game. That's right. Playing along is going to be very easy. As long as you have the special Comedy Forecast player, all you need to do is press the C4C button and then select the option you want. Oh, and in the highly unlikely event that you don't have the Comedy Forecast player, because we've never made one, don't worry. After a few seconds, this episode is designed to randomly select an option for you. Okay? Great. Listen, I'm going to let you play while I go grab a snack in the Comedy Forecast kitchen. Enjoy.
The Prince's Eternal Quest.
Egad! Prince Splendo exclaimed.
An understatement, to say the least. Clad in his suit of armor, he had just been spirited away to the great hall of what appeared to be an abandoned castle.
That scoundrel Valacula is truly a powerful wizard, the prince thought to himself. The next time we meet, I shan't again underestimate him.
Catching his breath, the prince took off his helmet and began to survey his murky surroundings. Dim candlelight from a cobweb-draped ceiling fixture barely lit the room. Once colorful tapestries hung from each wall, their vibrance now hidden beneath decades of filth. His royal self was not accustomed to such squalor. It was then that Prince Splendu noticed, with some concern, that there were no visible exits from the hall.
"What's all this, then?" he muttered.
It was surely by providence, then, that at that exact moment his royal gaze landed upon a golden key in the center of the room. The brilliance of the key was in sharp contrast to the dingy, warped oak floor upon which it rested.
"Praise the heavens!" the prince exclaimed. "A way to escape this wretched place!"
However, upon approaching the object, the prince noticed the words, "Touch not this key," scrawled in the dust. Does the prince ignore the warnings and acquire the key? Does the prince continue exploring the great hall for more treasures? Or does the prince look for a possible exit from the room?
Make your selection now.
Call it bravado. Call it inexperience. But, for whatever reason, in spite of the warning, the prince knelt down to touch the golden key. As he did, he heard the unmistakable shriek of a red-winged dragon. The whole floor shook beneath the prince's feet. It was clear that the beast was in a space directly below the great hall. The prince grabbed up the golden key and placed it in his appropriately sized satchel. The shrieks grew louder. Desperate to escape, the prince struggled back to his feet and now began looking for an exit, a task that would have been easier to accomplish before he had picked up the key. I'm just saying. Hastily pulling aside one of the tapestries, Prince Splendu discovered a simple wooden door. Testing it, the door was locked. However, it featured a golden keyhole which appeared to match the golden key. Does the prince insert the key into the lock? Or does the prince attempt to force the door open by running into it head first?
Make your selection now.
Abandoning all logic, the prince placed his helmet back on, took a running start, and slammed head first into the wooden door. The portal barely budged, but the sharp metal comb of his beloved helmet became firmly wedged between the door's planks. Try as he might, he could not free it. It was that awkward sword in the stone incident all over again. On his second run at the door, the prince wisely chose to lean his shoulder into it rather than ram it with his now unprotected skull. Again, the door did not yield. As the prince pondered his predicament, across the room, flames suddenly shot up through the floor. The dragon was attempting to break through into the great hall. Does the prince wisely choose to try the golden key in the keyhole? Does the prince use a tapestry to cover the burn marks in the floor? Does the prince panic and fall to the ground in a fetal position?
Make your selection now.
Mercifully, using what little sense he had remaining, the prince used the golden key to unlock the door. Now that the prince had established a passage to escape, he took a moment to reflect on all the choices, be they wise or questionable, he had made to reach this point. It would be foolhardy to do otherwise. Foolhardy. Does the prince exit the room to escape the dragon? Or does the prince try to retrieve his helmet, which is firmly embedded in the door?
Make your selection now.
The prince decided that his life was meaningless without the helmet King Atenok had presented to him on the occasion of his 18th birthday. As such, he spent an insane amount of time trying to work the helmet free from the door. Seriously? This is the choice he made? He could clearly see the dragon breaking through the floor and climbing into the great hall. Dragon? Danger! Hallway? Escape! Surely the prince understood the consequences of his actions, but we shall dog-ear that for now. Does the prince leave the helmet behind and flee? Or does the prince face almost certain doom by continuing his asinine attempt to rescue his silly hat?
Make your selection now.
Apparently, this was Prince Splendu's first quest, and he had not yet fully understood what a dragon was capable of. While he stood in the doorway trying to wiggle that oh-so-important helmet free, the giant beast exploded through the great hall floor. The creature quickly looked around the room and spied the prince frantically yanking at his plate armor fedora. Drawing its wings to its side, the dragon prepared to charge. Does the prince forget about his steel sombrero and slam the door closed as fast as he can? Or does the prince... No, you know what? There are no other choices. That is the only choice.
Make your selection now.
How did you get here? This isn't even an option. The prince turned to face the beast. He commanded it to yield. The dragon paid no heed. It raced towards Prince Splendu, its eyes on fire, smoke billowing from its nostrils. The prince gave one last great tug to the helmet, finally pulling it free. Just then, the dragon stopped its advance. and let loose a stream of white-hot flames, incinerating his royal twitness. As the smoke cleared, all that remained was a royal puddle of blood, bones, metal, and one slightly dented helmet. The end.
You're done already? That was supposed to be an hour and a half adventure. How did you... Oh, well. I hope your royal quest was a success. Feel free to play again. And I'll talk to you next time.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.